Nerdette is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. Join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic HBO original limited series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
From WBEZ Chicago, this is Nerdette. I'm Greta Johnson. It is Tuesday, March 17th, day two, coming at you from the floor of my bedroom closet. This is another edition of Nerdette's Introvert's Guide to the Good Life. I'll say it again, times are weird, but there's plenty that you can do to help yourself and help others, and that's what today's episode is all about. The first thing you can do may seem really small, and it's definitely super easy, but I promise it's gonna go a long way. Call a friend.
Peter Sagal, how's it going?
Oh, it's going fine here in my fortress of solitude.
Or if a friend isn't handy, you can call Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me's Peter Sagal. Just kidding, Peter. I do consider you a friend. I just have a lot of fun giving you Anyway, the point is that now is a great time to call up family and friends and ask them how they're doing.
I'm doing fine. I'm lucky, I guess, in that Wait, Wait is going to continue to do shows. I don't know if you were born when this happened, but when the show began, we used to do it in a studio connected remotely, not face-to-face, to our panelists. And in kind of a, like the same way that baseball teams do retro uniforms, we're going back to that for the foreseeable future. So what that means is, even though I'm sitting at home, I actually have some work to do. And not only that, but, people have told us that listening to our show last week when we did it in front of an enormous empty theater because we can't until the last minute, made them feel better. So There is some comfort in knowing that although we're not going to bring the crisis to an end or provide ventilators or medical equipment, at least we're cheering people up for an hour. So that gives me a better feeling about life than I might otherwise have.
So yeah, how surreal was it to tape? Like, you were in a theater in Atlanta and it was just completely empty.
It really, it's a very strange place to be by yourself. You feel like you're acting out like the climactic scene of some horror movie where you meet the villain, the Fox Theater, and it echoes around you. The thing that made it less surreal and I think helped us transition, I guess, to this new style, all our panelists were already there. So Peter Gross and Tom Baudet and Helen Hung and myself and Bill and our producers, we were all there together. And I remember very vividly the show feeling really weird as we started. And, and Bill saying...
And here's your host at the Fox Theater in Atlanta, Georgia, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Yay. And yeah, that's about it, because there's nobody else here. We are broadcasting from the beautiful Fox Theater in downtown Atlanta, a very large theater, and we were expecting a big crowd, but something came up. So...
But we soon got into it, because I always say that what our show is, it's just a bunch of people who like each other, who get together and try to make each other laugh. That's really what it is. And so we just did that, even though there was no one else to join in. So what's going to be weird, of course, is that when we do our show this week and subsequent weeks, for as long as the current crisis continues, we won't be able to see each other. So that will be weird. I normally say I'll see you soon, but I probably won't.
Well, I'll see you eventually. And I look forward to when we actually can, which is a weird thing for me to say. So there. All right. Talk to you soon, I hope. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Man, I gotta say, I didn't give Peter nearly enough in that conversation. We're going soft, you guys. I will say, though, Peter also recommends going for a run, of course, and you can then, wave and smile at people from a distance, which is also kind of nice. If you're staying in, he says you should read Nobody Will Tell You This But Me. It's a book by Bess Kalb, and it just came out today, and you could make a local bookstore owner real happy if you order it, or really any book, online from your favorite indie shop. I can't have a chat with Peter and not think about another person you hear from a lot on Nerdette. Let's see what Nerdette co-host Trisha Bobita is up to.
Hello, is this Trisha Bobita?
Hello, yes it is.
Hey Trisha, how you doing, buddy?
I'm actually doing pretty good. How are you, pal?
I'm all right. So what we're doing today on Nerdette is giving some recommendations about what you can do to help other people during these very strange, unsettling times. I think especially, like, at first glance, that might be hard to picture given the fact that, you know, a lot of you and I are both, like, now alone in our apartments in isolation, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I think one really easy kind of wonderful thing is what we're doing right now, right? To just, like, check in with your friends.
Totally. I think so many of us have gotten kind of bad at talking on the phone because we just text yeah. so much and we're on, you know, apps and Facebook and whatever and Twitter. And we're kind of mistaking that for the same as talking to someone, which for me, there's just a huge emotional difference to hearing someone's voice.
Yeah.
Even for a few minutes, even just for, you know, 5 minutes to check in as opposed to texting for 5 minutes, it kind of does change the feel of that interaction because we're humans and we have a biological response to each other's voices. And if, you know, we're going to be alone together, I think maybe we'll all get a little better at talking on the phone again or on Skype or Zoom or whatever it is for a while.
Totally. Yeah, I already find myself FaceTiming more, which for a very long time, especially like, you know, as a person who works in radio, I'm like, why do you, like, there's no need for that. But there is something really comforting also about, like, actually seeing your mom's face or whatever, you know?
My mom was telling me a story recently that kind of cracked me up and helped me put some of that in perspective too, which is she joked that when we talk on the phone, she kind of talks really fast. And it's kind of like she's giving me, like, a status update as if it's,
oh,
kind of like on a timer of some kind.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she realized that she was doing it. And she said, you know, it's because when I was young and I first moved away from home and moved to Texas away from my family in Michigan, long distance calls were so expensive.
Oh my gosh, of course.
And so she could only really afford, and her mother could only really afford to make a phone call like that once a week. And so they would try to rush through everything they had to talk to each other about as fast as they could and kind of not even take a breath. And now we can just sort of hang out on Skype for hours if we wanted to, and it doesn't cost any more as long as we already have internet. You know, of course, not everybody can do that. But for a lot of us, you know, that technological change has actually made this kind of moment much less isolating, I think.
So, like, I mean, it is a good reminder that we do have, like, a great much to be thankful for at this point, right?
Yes, yes, for sure.
Trisha also told me she spent Saturday at the local food bank helping prepare boxes for seniors. If that's something that you would feel comfortable doing and that's safe for you, do some volunteer work. I'm sure there are a bunch of organizations in your community that could use some extra hands or, for that matter, dollars. And one last thing you can do to help others. This suggestion comes from Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
We have to continue practicing social distancing. And if you do not feel well, for God's sake, stay home.
Just do it, for real. And, like, holler at me if you need book recommendations. You know about our Instagram, right? It is literally me taking pictures of books you might like. You can find us at Nerdette Podcast. Speaking of Peter and Trisha, we also got a voicemail from some other folks whose voices you might recognize if you listened to Nerdette Recaps His Dark Materials with Peter Sagal. Here are listeners Courtney and Marcel.
Okay, hey Nerdette.
Hi Nerdette.
So who is this, first of all?
This is Marcel and Courtney.
From?
What?
Indianapolis, Indiana,
yeah.
And we're leaving you
a voice memo. A voice memo about
what we're doing during what, social distancing?
Spring break.
Well, it was spring break, but anyways. Okay, so answering your first question, how are you staying sane during this time?
Well, I am probably playing a lot of video games.
That's also keeping me sane, letting him play video games. Yeah.
And then also having Zoom hangouts with my friends.
Yes. From school.
From school, yeah. And also
spending time with family.
Yeah. And playing board games with my family.
Mm. We are grateful for, that's the next question, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for my family,
mm-hmm.
my house, mm-hmm. the earth, trees, mm-hmm. pretty much everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we hope you share what we had to say just because why not? And take care of yourselves, be safe, and we'd love to send you more voice memos during this time. Bye.
Bye.
Marcel, Courtney, you are the best. I missed you guys. And here's a message from Danielle, who told us these days she's thankful for technology.
It has allowed me to stay centered with my friends. In fact, I just got off of a Zoom chat with them, where we had a little bit of wine and we talked like we were together. I'm an introvert, so not being around people isn't huge for me. But also, this is a time of a lot of unknowns. I'm also a nurse, and so, you know, just having those people, I feel safe enough to talk about what I'm actually feeling and not like I have to be on stage all the time is really, really helpful.
Danielle, bless you. I am saluting you from the floor of my bedroom closet. All healthcare workers, really, thank you so much for the work you're doing right now. So yeah, check in on your introvert friends especially. They will thank you. I say this as a very chatty introvert. And hey, we want to hear from you. Tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and what you're grateful for these days. Record yourself with your phone and then email the file to nerdettpodcast@gmail.com. And one more thing you won't want to miss in just a minute.
Nerdette is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. Join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic HBO original limited series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to the Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
1,840 years ago today, Marcus Aurelius died. Marcus was a Roman emperor and a Stoic philosopher. You may have vaguely heard of him if you watch the 2000 movie Gladiator. He is a character in that movie. He's played by the Richard Harris, who, you know, also played Albus Dumbledore in the first two Harry Potter movies. So I don't know, it might be a little bit of a stretch to compare like a Roman emperor to a benevolent wizard like Dumbledore, but I have to say Marcus Aurelius wrote one of my favorite books. It's called Meditations, and I had to read it in college, and it's pretty much a bunch of journal entries, and it's all about how the world can be overwhelming and intense, but that attitude is everything. Kind of resonant today, right? Okay, so here is one of my favorite quotes. Concentrate on what you have to do. Fix your eyes on it. Remind yourself that your task is to be a good human being. Remind yourself what nature demands of people. Then do it without hesitation and speak the truth as you see it, but with kindness, with humility, without hypocrisy. Pretty good, right? Okay, that's it for today. The show is produced by Justin Bull. Our executive producer is Brendan Banaszak. Take care and call your people. I'm done now. Okay, bye.
Nerdette is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. Join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic HBO original limited series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.